Okay, perfect. So my name is Lupita Flores. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. As you may know me, I've been in the business for about 5 years. And one of the things that I love about this business, probably many people have heard me saying this, is that I can be able to meet people that they have the same passion as me, that it truly brings up my bar, my levels, my standards, like way up high. And it gives me the opportunity to actually be able to dream and be able to, as well, to expansion my vision. So in that way, like my why can be able to get huge. I mean, probably for me, it was just like, you know, like a peak window or like a little hole, like in the fence that I can be able to see the other side, right? The speaker that I have today with me is one of these ladies that it was able to give me the opportunity to dream big. When I met her through all the platforms, you know, like all the videos and, you know, like the, have the magazines and all that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, my goodness, she is so good. Oh, my goodness, when I grow up, I want to be like her. And, you know, like it gives me like this way to develop myself to be able to feel like even, you know, like I can be able to have the honor to be next to her, right? So I can be able to feel like I feel like literally, see, like I can barely say these things because it's like I get short in words because the way that she brings the energy into the room is just amazing, guys. If you have not been able to meet her in person, let me tell you something. When you get to the opportunity to see her, please go and talk to her because she is just pure love. I mean, she's an amazing lady. She's just beyond my explanation for me to be able to say everything that I want to be able to say about her. But let me tell you just some of her accolades because I can feel that it's more than this, right? She's been more than 10 years with Ambit Energy. She is part of the Free Energy Club member, Coma Club as well. She's been in several times in Success from Home magazine, covers and inside story. My goodness, Pure Energy Award, 5-star trip winner, Easy Flying winner, Easy Powertrain rally, top 4 winner, Ambition 2019. She was able to share her story in stage. I mean, she is just beyond of accomplishment that I can be able to express. This is only a few of them. But enough about me trying to explain who is this lady, right? I do have the honor to bring up into the microphone right now executive consultant Maria Elena Hernandez.
Hello, Lupita. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm just so humbled and honored, especially with the beautiful introduction that you just made. A little bit shy. that's how I am. But wow, very humbled to be on this call and honored with the invitation. Thank you so much.
I hope that I can
give some value to everybody that's listening tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Believe me. Thank you so much. The honor is totally mine that you were able to say yes for you to be able to be my guest tonight. But please give us a little bit about your starting time. Talk about yourself and how Ambit were able to came to your life.
Well, Lupita, like you said, a little over 10 years ago, I was a counselor and elementary school teacher, very passionate about my career. Of course, I had a growing family and you know, with that come extra expenses. And as an educator, you know that, you know, we are underpaid, overworked, very underpaid. So I was always looking for an extra side hustle, another way to make extra money. My husband also is in the business. But, you know, we only were able to pay for our expenses with whatever we got paid, but we never had enough. I mean, don't get me wrong. We were able to pay off our bills, our monthly bills and little expenses here and there. but there was nothing left over for our kids. And that was our main concern, you know, the future of our kids. We knew we were not going to be able to qualify for any help, any financial help when they would grow up and go to school, go to a university if they chose to. So one day I just prayed, started praying and got down on my knees and I asked the Lord to help me find a way to make an extra income, maybe starting a business. I mean, I just give everything to the Lord, but I was very specific. When you come to the Lord in prayer, you have to be very bold and specific. The Lord knows what's in your heart, but you have to speak it out. You have to speak out into existence what you want, how you want to see yourself in the future. And so I just asked the Lord very, very simple. I said, Lord, I just want maybe to start a business where I would be able to help a lot of people. And maybe this business that I'm in, I would be able to offer something that everybody needs, uses, wants, and has to pay for every single time, that they'll never get tired of buying my so-called product. I thought it was a product. I said, and I gave it to him. I submitted my plans, my goals, my dreams to him. And I kid you not, Lupita, 2 weeks later, okay, I get a Facebook message from a friend of mine with a very simple question. Hey, Maria Elena, how are you doing? I said, fine. And he just followed with, can you do me a favor? And I said, sure. He's my friend, right? You know, what is a favor about? He goes, can you please come to my office? I need to run by something to you that I've been working on, and I just want your opinion on it. And I said, sure. So I went over to his office. At that time, back in 2012, I can never forget the date, February 29th, 2012, all my friend did was pop in a DVD, because before we didn't have any fancy, you know, presentations like we have now. We didn't have the app. We didn't have all these fancy ways to present the opportunity, right? So he just popped in a DVD, and mind you, it was not even an official one. It was a leader that was presenting in Spanish, you know. He was presenting in Spanish, and they recorded him. I think he was at a hotel or something. And, oh, my goodness, I saw the whole video, and to the point where the gentleman said, and ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing here, we're not selling anything. All we're doing is offering a service that everybody needs, uses, wants, and has to pay for every month. It's electricity. Who doesn't need electricity? And when he said that, when he mentioned those words, you know, it's something that everybody needs, uses, wants, and has to pay for everyone. Guys, that sounded exactly like my prayer. So I took it as a sign from God that I needed to start this business. My husband was not here. I didn't even ask him for his permission because he was out of town. But I saw this opportunity, and I had a vision for it. And it was an answered prayer. You know, why not? Why not? And I said, I'll explain to him later. So it was so good that I was willing to take the chance for my husband to get upset. But later he, you know, he came and I explained everything, and he jumped on board. And ever since then, we've been building the business together. And so, well, fast forward, you know, of course, I started working the business, you know, promoting it with my family and friends, and then later to acquaintances and even to strangers. And the team started growing, and I was doing this business very part-time. And what I mean by part-time, remember, I was working over 40 hours a week as a school teacher. And even on Saturdays, we would have to work tutorial Saturdays. And so I didn't have enough time. So I work my business during my lunchtime at work, which I had 30 minutes. So 15 minutes, I gulped down my food. And the next 15 minutes, I would make phone calls. I would invite people to presentations. I would follow up with, you know, a potential, you know, prospect or potential customers. And a little bit after school, I would also dedicate maybe another 30 minutes. So little by little, you know, like they say, there's a quote that says that small efforts, right? When you start doing small efforts, they add up to big results. Well, that's how it happened to me. So I started seeing the ripple effect of the little time that I was spending in my business, started getting weekly checks, then monthly checks, which was the residual. And I just saw them growing and growing and growing to the point where they were surpassing my one little monthly check that I was getting paid as a counselor. And that's when I started thinking bigger and making bigger plans and adding more goals to my vision boards. I'm a big believer of vision boards, okay? And oh my goodness, now I was seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, okay, I was seeing things that, you know, that I never imagined before, you know, thinking of plans that I never thought of thinking before, like, you know, want to retire early. I want to, you know, be a stay-at-home mom. I want to pay off debt. I want to set aside money for college for my kids. I have two boys. Oh, my goodness. I was making all these plans because I was seeing bigger cash flow coming into my business. And, of course, I started doing all of that and eliminated, demolished all of my debt and credit cards. We set aside money for our kids for college. Like I said, we were able to, you know, pay all these extra things, and because of this business, and just doing it on a very part-time basis and teaching others to do the same thing. You see, when you get a large number of people to do two simple things, very simple things that everybody does, which our company says, you know, we need to share this with our family and friends, people that we know, love, and trust. Even if it's a few friends, that will be passed on to others, and they'll refer the word over, all right? And then teach others to do exactly the same thing that you're doing. Very few people, you know, a large number of people doing two very simple things, which the company tells us to do. And so that's what we did. And guys, I was able to retire 10 years earlier from my job. And this is my fourth year already as a retiree. That money still flows every week, every month, my residual grows. What I love the most is the time freedom. Because a lot of people say, oh, you're just about the money. No, it's not about the money. It's about the options that the money gives you, like that time freedom. Now I'm able to spend more time with my husband, with my kids. Now more with my elderly parents, that they need me more, I'm able to take them to doctor's appointments, and I don't have to, you know, look to a boss and tell them, hey, can I take the days off, you know, to be able to take my parents and get an ugly face or a frown. I'm my own boss. So I ask myself, I'm going to take the day off. I take off whenever I want. And the time freedom for me is the most valuable thing that this business has given me. So yes, Lupita, that's me. That's me. And this is how Ambit arrived in my life, and I just love it, and I am just so grateful to the Lord that He answered my prayer.
Oh my goodness! See, this is amazing in the way that it was like literally a sign for God that you were asking for this, and many people are like looking for that, are like literally praying for an opportunity like this. One of the things that I want to know about is, you know, like everything is transforming right now. We're in a huge transformation because of COVID and things that are going on and high prices and all that kind of stuff. How is that that you keep your dreams attached to Ambit?
Well, one of the most important things that I promote is having a vision board, visualizing what I wanted for myself and for my family, and just taking a look at that vision board every morning. And asking myself, what am I going to do today that's going to get me closer to one of these goals? Like I would look for a goal on my vision board, or one of my whys, because I had several whys. And I would focus on one at a time, okay? And I made sure that I did those things that I needed to do to be able to, let's say, pay off, you know, a credit card debt. Okay, so how many consultants am I going to bring in this week? How many customers am I going to bring in this week? You know, how many follow-ups am I going to do this week to be able to increase my numbers, to be able to get closer to making more money, getting more cash flow so that I'm able to pay off the credit cards or to set aside money for my children. Whatever goal that I had, that is what I focused on, one goal at a time. And once I completed that goal, I would check it off, and then I would go on to the next one. Yes, you have to, another thing, I would celebrate. Very important that you celebrate every time that you achieve a goal, because you accomplished something, and it took you time, and it took you hard work. You have to celebrate in one way or another, maybe a little, you know, lunch date with your husband or with your team or whatever, some sort of celebration. Celebrate. Take the time to celebrate. And then next day, go on to the next goal, move on to the next goal, and don't stop. like right now, I still have other goals. I have more goals right now. I've already I've checked off several goals on my vision board. I had to create another one, and I'm adding more goals. My goals now are spending more time with my family, but traveling. Before, I wasn't able to travel because I was working, and you know, you didn't have time. But now that I'm not like have a job, a regular job, now I have more time to travel. We just came back from Houston with my family. We've traveled a lot. We set a little trip to mini vacation to New York in July. We're going to be visiting New York for the very first time. You know, the year before COVID, I was able to take my family on a first time 5-star trip on a cruise to Cozumel out of Galveston. Oh my goodness, it was just phenomenal because of AMBIT, because of the work that we did as a team. And I don't credit myself, okay? I do not credit myself to be all my accomplishments. It was teamwork. And so if I'm able to do that, Lupita, everybody can. Even with the little part time that I was investing in this business, very, very 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, it adds up. All of that adds up, and you see the big picture, and you know, you're able to accomplish all these goals that you set for yourself. And yes, I'm not going to tell you, I had a couple of setbacks. I did have, you know, sometimes when, you know, things didn't happen the way that I wanted them, or I didn't get the promotion, the deadline that I had set, or, you know, there was a little bit of discouragement in the team. For one thing or another, it happens to all of us, okay? So we had some little obstacles here, some hurdles to jump, some opposition. I had a lot of opposition. I had a lot of opposition in this business when I first started, but I kept going forward, kept moving forward, and thanks to amazing leadership, you know, I want to mention the leadership that I have, the godly leadership, you know, beautiful leadership that I have with Pastor Abraham Chavez, with executive consultant Jeff Brogan, Adriana Adams, you know, people that really, really leaders that really took me under their wings, you know, mentors, because that's what you need. You need a mentor, a good leader that is going not just to show you, they're going to go with you and travel that journey with you and be with you when you need them. And, you know, just even just to, for encouragement. So, yes, that's how I was able to do it. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's one of the things that I see is like it's a process, right? Everybody are afraid of the process because we want to be able to just accomplish and get there and have like all these things about like we're dreaming. But the struggle, sometimes we're afraid to actually to take the no's and the setbacks and all that kind of stuff. And I know that you already talked about it, and that was actually my next question. But what was the struggle that was the most difficult for you to overcome?
The struggle that was most difficult to overcome was this, Lupita, that I'm very passionate about people. I love on people so much. And for me, it's like sometimes I feel I want it more for, you know, for themselves, you know, than they actually want it. Like I want my team to succeed. I want people to get to the next level. And sometimes, you know, we have a different way of thinking. You know, I might have a vision of seeing them, you know, at a certain point promoting, but, you know, I've had some that, well, you know, I'm not in a rush to promote, or, you know, well, I'm just going to take it one day at a time, or they don't see the urgency, which is okay. Take it one day at a time, but with action. And so sometimes they don't see the urgency of working this business at least part-time. And so that was my struggle, that I had some consultants that did not have the same vision that I did. And so, you know, and then I had to understand that all of us are different, that all of our goals are different. Our, you know, deadlines are different. Our sense of urgency is different. And so, you know, that was my biggest struggle, that I just wanted more for themselves, you know, than they wanted it. And so that was something that I had to, I had to change my mindset. I had to realize that, you know, everybody has a different deadline. Everybody is happy or content. Some people are content with an extra $100 a month, or some people are content with an extra $500, or some people are content just promoting to regional, Or some people are content just promoting to senior and that's it. They don't want to move further. You know what I mean? And so for me, it was like, no, let's get you further. You know, you can do this. Like, I feel like I believed more in them than they believed in themselves. And that was the biggest struggle that I had. But I don't have it anymore, because now I understand that everything happens in God's timing. You know, there's a season to promote, there's a season to slow down, there's a season to grow, there's a season to learn. And so I understood all of that with reading and listening to my mentors and, you know, everything that we learned in the trainings. I've grasped a little bit from everywhere and came to that realization that, you know, everybody has their own seasons, their own timing, and we can't force anybody, you know, to accomplish what, you know, what they had set for themselves. We can just encourage them and lift them up and be there for them. That's it. Yeah, but that was the biggest struggle that I had. Yes.
My goodness. That's true. That's one of mine as well. That sometimes you just want to drag people to success, but
yes,
you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And it's painful sometimes. It is painful because, as you mentioned, you want it sometimes more than them. And
yes,
and sometimes you need to let it go to understand that it's not their timing. And sometimes they come back and it's like, it makes sense for them, and they just go and make it happen. That's totally true.
Absolutely, yes. Now I know.
Yes. So we are in the business of duplicate and multiply, right?
Yes.
How is that you were able to understand your position of leadership, and that now that you teach others to execute these rules?
Well, as a leader, you know, it's very important that you train people the right way and to do things with integrity. You know, in this business, in success, there are no shortcuts. You know, because sometimes people want to come and they want to reinvent the wheel. They want to do things their own way. You know, they don't realize that, hey, there is a system in place and it's proven to work if you do it exactly as it's supposed to be done. And so, you know, I had a lot of head bumps with, you know, some people on my team that, okay, you know, they had business background, you know, when they came into the business. And so some of them thought that, no, this is the way that I'm going to do it. It's my business. And I said, okay, you know, you need to learn to let go and let them learn. Let them live and learn. And then they come back. Hey, it's not working. I said, yes, because you're trying to do things your way. Okay, so now that you learned that it doesn't work that way, now let's follow the system. And so, you know, and what I'm teaching you, you need to teach others to do the same thing. And it's just two simple things. People just complicate it. Okay, all we do is gather a handful of loyal customers, people you know, love, and trust. What I tell my team to do is when they first come in, I say, look, the first thing you're going to do is ask people for the favor, for a small, simple favor to send you a copy of their electricity bill. That's it. Don't tell them that you're going to change them, you're going to look at their rates. No, you're going to tell them, you know what I'm going to do? I'm right now, I just partnered up with an amazing electricity company, and I'm going to get trained on how to read electricity bills. So I'm collecting several electricity bills for my family and friends so that I can have something to work with, so that I can get trained. Will you do me that favor? All right. And so that's what I teach my team, so that they can trigger their bonuses right away. So they collect those electricity bills. They forward them to me. You don't even have to meet with them. Just tell them to text you a picture of it. We do everything over the phone with COVID and everything, right? So, and that's how you're able to, you know, review, and you train your consultants on how to read the bill so that they know what to look for, compare and contrast, right? And then I said, now that you collect these bills, now we're going to go ahead and recommend to the customer, you know, what would be better for them, all right? And always be truthful and honest. And then after they get their customers, okay, the next step is go ahead and ask these customers, you know, that you just started this business and that, you know, they would be willing to take a look. Maybe it's something that, you know, they would want to start, right? And then, of course, that's when you direct them to our virtual presentations or to our in-person presentations or to our one-on-ones. Whatever presentation you're having, you direct them to that, and we take it from there. You know, the leaders do the validation and the closing and all that. So teaching them those simple steps, very simple steps. First thing, don't bombard them with everything, with the power zone, too many things, because you're just going to overwhelm people. Okay? Remember, we're living in a very fast-paced world, and our attention span is very short now. So people get all, there's too many things. Just do two simple things. Collect electricity bills and tell people, you know, ask people if they're willing to take a look at what you're doing. And that's it. We'll do the rest. Very simple. And then once they're learning all of that, you know, you start teaching them a little bit about the power zone or whatever. So that's what I do. I teach, I train, and I teach. And that duplicates, okay, that duplicates to the next level, because you tell them exactly what I'm teaching you. You're going to teach every person that comes into your organization. And that person, you're going to teach them to teach the same thing. And it's just a ripple effect, okay? And that's how we're able to grow a team, you know, up to the seventh level and beyond, and do it the right way, all right? So very simple. Simplicity is your best friend. Keeping it simple, it becomes your best friend when you're doing it the right way, just very little at a time. Very simple steps that, you know, even a first grader will understand what to do, will understand your directions.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true. That's so true. Because when you just tell them what to do in an easy way, everybody will be able to get it. And that's so simple. Okay, so I do have a question, and I know that you already talked about this, but I feel like it's really important because, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, many people, when they start their business, they try to do their own thing because they feel it's true, it's their own business and all that, but it's always that particular word, but, right? Mm-hmm. For you, what it means, never sacrifice integrity for growth, and how is that you teach others to learn this?
Never. That never is a very powerful word for me. Never. That is like, wow. It just speaks for itself. Very powerful word. Never sacrifice integrity for growth. For that, it means to me that we need to work this business with honesty and do things the right way. Even when nobody is looking, even when your team is not with you or you're over here by yourself, you know, enrolling a customer. Like, I've had several customers and family members that, you know, they send me their bills and sometimes it's hard because, you know, we're very competitive. Yes, we are. But sometimes I see that maybe their company is a little bit lower, their rate is a little bit lower, and they're still on a contract, you know. For me, it would be easy to cut corners and say, you know what, you know, just do me the favor and switch with me, like, you know, and not let them know that, hey, you're still on contract. They're going to charge you a $150 early termination fee. And hey, by the way, the rate is higher with us. You know, if I omit all of those things and sign them up as a customer, I'm not being an honest person. I am not working with, you know, ethics. I have no ethics. You know, I don't do that. I can, and that's one thing that I teach my team. Even though, you know, let's say that you need one more customer and you need to trigger that bonus. You just need one more customer to trigger your triple bonus. And it's the last day. It's the last, your 28th day to enroll a customer. And you get a customer and, you know, that customer, you know that they're paying less with the other company, and you know maybe they still are on contract for another year. That's where our integrity is tested, you know. And for me, I tell my consultants, even if that happens, even if you're missing that one more customer, you're not going to switch that customer to you. You're not going to switch them to our company because, you know, they're going to be at a loss. All right. And so that's why we have to be very honest with our customers. Even if we were going to I don't care losing out on a bonus, because I want to be honest with that customer, because that customer is going to appreciate my honesty. And they're going to refer me other customers in the future that might help me to trigger other bonuses. So I'll make up whatever loss I had with that, you know, with that customer. The next bonus that comes out, those customers that she's going to be referring to me because of my honesty, that's going to make up for the loss that I had with her. So I see it that way. And people appreciate honesty when you're truthful, when you don't omit, that when you don't sacrifice the integrity for growth, you know, especially in these hard times that we're living. People are out there, they want to make money, and some people cut corners. You know, you cannot build or sustain a business based on lies, based on dishonesty. So for me, it's very important. And I've had several consultants that, you know, they'll ask me, like, oh, my God, I just need one more customer, and this is the last day. I said, yeah, but look at this. And, no, yeah, you're right. But let's not. It's later, God's going to bless you. God is going to bless you because you are being truthful. You're being honest. And it so happens that it's happened to me personally. And, you know, later I get another chance to bring in a consultant, and customers come in like crazy, like out of nowhere. And I tell my customers, that's because I was honest. I was honest with this other customer. Yes, I had a loss, but then I made up for it and multiplied with the new consultants that I brought in. So very important not to sacrifice integrity for growth. Be very honest about your business. Be very honest with your consultants, with your customers. There's no need to omit, you know, anything, right? There's no need to you know, lie or to not be honest. There's no need for that, because sooner or later it's going to catch up with us. It's going to catch up with us, and we're not going to like it. we're not going to like the end result. Okay. So very important, Lupita, to me is to build a business based on integrity. And I believe that's why I've been in business. I'm very successful for over 10 years. And, the future is looking brighter and brighter and brighter each year. So I praise the Lord for that, and for an amazing team, and for amazing leaders and mentors in my life. And even people, you know, that I've met, like you and Mir and other leaders that I've learned so much from. So.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Believe me, it's a truly honor. They said that to me. But, oh, my gosh. Okay, let me continue with the other. Oh my gosh, the other question. It makes me feel like really good. Believe me, it just gives me. I feel honored. Beyond, as I said earlier, when I see you, it's like you were able to open up the whole vision. One of the things that I always look up into the leadership that is in business is that it doesn't matter where you are, if it's your downline, upline, whatever, you always want to put a lot of treasure in the value that you put into other people's lives. You know, like you have to be able to add more that they can be able to understand how valuable are your time and your wisdom. And believe me, your wisdom, your time is amazing for me. I truly appreciate that, and I value every single word and every single minute that you've been able to share with us. But let me tell you the other question that I have for you. Mm-hmm. I know that you were able to accomplish many, many things through Ambit, right? Mm-hmm. Personally and also in the company and that kind of stuff. But tell me, what are some of your next goals that you are going to pursue?
Well, I have several goals, but I put people first before me. So right now, my next goal is to promote several of my senior consultants to executive. And it's doing the same thing, Lupita, training and teaching. And that's what I learned from my mentors. They said, you know, the most important thing to do in your business, all right, is to teach and train others the right way. And that in itself is going to help you propel to the next level. And so that's what I've been doing, teaching and training and helping, encouraging also. There's a lot of encouraging that we have to do in this business because we're all humans, Lupita, and we all have our downtimes. We all have our discouraging moments, right? It happens to all of us. And yes, I'll admit it, even as an executive, I've had my discouraging moments at times. But that's when I reach out to my mentors and, I call them up and very simple, hey, I need an encouraging word, or hey, I'm feeling this way, And so that is one thing that has helped me, reaching out to my upline. What I learned early on in the business through several trainings was that, when you're feeling down, you call your upline. All right. When you're feeling excited, you call your downline and encourage them and lift them up and be there for them. And so that's one of the strategies that I've actually a habit that I've adopted. And that has really, really helped, to be able to take my business to the next level. So one of my goals is to promote several of my seniors to executives. There's several of my marketing that I want them to promote to regional seniors, and so on and so forth. When we submerge ourselves in helping others, that's when we see the results. When we put others first before ourselves, that's when we start seeing results. You're helping so many other people. And so that has a ripple effect, and it has your success is a byproduct of, the help that you're and the time that you're spending with your team. So that's promoting others. Another goal that I have is to start like a training center. We're waiting for this COVID to just diminish completely. And so I want to start like a training center here in Laredo, maybe start out small and, start inviting the team again to come over and start training and even have business presentations, because we used to have hotel business presentations before COVID, and we would also have restaurant, like dinner presentations and all of that. So right now we're basically just doing virtual, and then occasionally we'll do one-on-ones presentations. But my goal is to bring back the live presentations again, and just go, full force with it. And because that in itself allows people to feel the energy in the room when they see other people coming together, other consultants, other, people that are interested in doing the business. There's a lot of energy that builds up, and that's how people get excited. They get excited again, and, they join your team. And consultants that were kind of like, on the sleepy side or that place their businesses on pause, that's when they, snap out of it. They wake up and they see the excitement, and it's contagious, and, they start all over again. So that's my next goal, to start going full force, doing business presentations again. I love doing presentations. I love people, and I love helping people. I love to see people coming into the business, with their dreams in their hands, in their hearts, and then actually seeing them, start making those dreams one by one a reality. I like to see the starting point, and I like to see the end. I like to see the before. And then I like to see the after of people achieving their goals. So for me, that is very fulfilling. And I just love to see people succeed. That's just me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's so true. It gives you like a totally different feeling. Yes. But just because you are, how do you call it, like a spectator. You are able to see the transformation. You are mm-hmm. able to see the trajectory that how it was able to start, and then mm-hmm. you see like all these jumps, and because like we do everything, we go ups and downs, and sometimes we even break walls, so in that way we can be able to get there. But when you get to see somebody else doing it and be able to open up and find out the burning passion that it has within and become successful, it's just like another level. You're just there, like cheering up, so in that way they can be able to get faster, you know, because you want everybody to get quicker. But at least that's me, you know, like be able to get them all the way, like please, you know. And,
yes.
Because at the end, it's it gives you like a lot more.
And, yes, it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding to see people succeeding. It's very rewarding to see how a person started. You're there following their journey. You're there walking next to them in their journey. And, you know, you're seeing them, you know, accomplish one goal at a time. And sometimes it gets very emotional. It gets very emotional, especially when you see people that started at the very beginning with very, very humble beginnings. And you see them accomplishing, you know, all these, that this little extra check that made a difference, an extra $100 check, an extra $500 check that helped them to pay the mortgage or that helped them to buy groceries. I mean, I've seen it all and I just get teary eyed and very emotional and very happy and very grateful that, you know, and very honored and humbled that I had to do a little part of their success. I had a little part to do a little part of them accomplishing their goals. And that for me is very rewarding, rewarding, Lupita.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that, you know, I love this business for so many reasons, but that one in particular, because, you know, like by helping others, you help yourself. Everything that you get is for consequence because you leave that power into them, you know, like so they can be able to go and succeed. They can be able to go and make it happen. And it's truly another feeling when you can be able to, as you mentioned, be part of that just for one little thing and you see them succeed. This is truly one of the things that I love the most because, yes, true, you get the checks. But sometimes when you stop, it's like literally you see how big they can be able to transform their lives and all that. One last question. Mm-hmm. I promise. I know you already took a lot of time.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
So tell me, one advice that you will be able to give for the people that they're starting this journey?
Okay, I'm sorry. You got cut off. What was it again? What was the question?
An advice for you can be able to give the people that they are starting this journey.
Well, I would just encourage everyone. I know that we are going through a lot of changes, okay? We're going through, you know, a lot of things in the business and in the world, right? And sometimes that kind of like drags us down. But, you know, such is life, guys. Such is life. Like I said earlier, there's a time and a season for everything. And so when you're going through hard times or discouraging times, that's the time that you need to take to learn, to reflect, you know, to go back and say and ask yourself, why did I start this business? And why is that important to me? Why do I want to continue doing this business? What was the starting point? Where was I at when I started? And for me, it's always been like I ask myself this question. Because believe me, I've had times when I wanted to throw in the towel or to quit. But then I go back and I ask myself this question. Do you want to go back to the point where you first started? Do you want to go back to the struggles, the worries, the uncertainties that you had when you first, before you started this business? Do you want to go back to that? Before Ambit, do you want to go back to that? And I start remembering all the things that I had before Ambit that I didn't like, okay? Like the stress, the feeling of, you know, not having enough, the feeling of being, you know, in lack all the time, being broke, being short of money, being confined to just a certain amount of money or my salary, or confined to the few things that I could do for my family, for my kids, or confined to the very little time that I had to be able to, you know, do the things that I do now, you know, to have that time freedom, just, you know, not have any time freedom. Like, do I want to go back to that? And my answer is no. So I'm like, no, I don't want to go back to that. So what is it that I need to do? I need to go back and restart my business again. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. I've restarted this business several times. I put it on pause for a while. I've taken a break, you know, from my business. And thank God it still keeps growing because of what I taught others to do. I still make weekly and monthly checks. But, you know, when you're in going through discouraging times, and that's when you have to reflect, sit down and reflect and ask yourself those questions. You know, do I want to go back to where I began or before I began AMBIT? Do I want to go back to those things that I didn't like? Of course, the answer is going to be no. And that's what's going to snap you out. It's going to knock off your socks, like they say. And you're going to get to work. You're going to start sharing this opportunity with other people. It is very simple, like Lupita, you said earlier, you know. I started praying for this opportunity, and I found it. Praise the Lord that he answered this. Just like me, there's other people that are praying, that are on their knees, especially right now in these trying times that we're living with our economy being in chaos and all that. People are looking for another way to make an extra income. And so we have what they need. So we got to go out there and share. There's so many opportunities to share. Now we have, you know, before it was only, you know, in-person presentations. Now we have both. We have virtual. We have in-person presentations. We have one-on-ones. You know, I want to start doing home parties again, you know, little by little, bringing a few people to my home or to other consultants' home. You know, it's just continuing. Pick up where you left off. If you're at a point where you took a break or you're on pause, you know, pick up where you left off. That's the beauty of this business, that you can stop it or you can, you know, take care of whatever you're going through, whatever it is, but then go back and pick up where you left off and, you know, reach out to a leader, reach out to a mentor. If your sponsor is not doing the business anymore or your leader is not doing the business anymore, reach out to other leaders. I've reached out to several leaders and I've learned from so many. You know, plug into presentations, plug into trainings. I've been plugging into other trainings. The Rainmaker Academy, Lupita, which is a wonderful training that you and Mr. Max Mir hold. I've learned so much from you, from Mir, from other leaders that have been presenting. You know, plug into other leaders, plug into other trainings, and that's where you learn. Read books on leadership. You have to go out there and find a way, you know, to get yourself encouraged again, to get yourself empowered again, to get yourself trained again, retrained, restart your business, get excited again, and you're going to see results. I can 100% say that because I've been through it. Been there, done that. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I'm ready to go back.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Lupita.
Let's do it. Yeah, because it's true. Like, you know, like sometimes we get like so frustrated because, you know, things are happening right now that we don't have control.
Yes.
That we just cannot be able to do. You know, like the weather. If there rains or it snows or whatever, you still have to go and make it happen. You
yes.
still need to make the call. You still need to go outside and share. That's one of the things that we are in control. We're in control of our business. We're in control of what we're going to do next about it. We cannot be able to change the unchangeable. That's the first thing. That the only constant is change.
Mm-hmm.
But the mindset that we do have, that's the one who's going to determine who are going to become. The
Absolutely.
Fact that we can be able to you know, like they were saying, like, get the bull by the horn.
Yes.
You know,
take the bull by the horn. I'm a nose.
Yes, that's what we're here for, right?
Yes.
We're here to see. There is a saying in Spanish that I love it. Yo no vengo a ver si puedo, sino porque puedo vengo. I don't to see if I come, I can, because I can, I come.
There
so
you go.
That's one of the things that I love it. And my goodness, you make like, you
need
make,
to share I, that. You need to share that quote with me. I love it.
Yes.
You need to text it to me after the call. I love it.
I will do it. But
yes.
Believe me, guys, that's one of the things that I have it. And today I feel like my hair is on fire. Thank you so much, Maria Elena, for being with us. And my goodness, I just know for a fact that the best is yet to come. Just keep that in mind, that you're in control and the power is within.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this amazing call. Make sure that you can be able to get back to hear this call and share with everybody, so in that way they can be able to feel the same fire that I feel. Like, I know that everybody has like a, how to call it, like an inner fire, right? That we have like a burning desire. So let's make it happen, guys. Thank you so much, and it was a total pleasure to be here with you guys again. And again, thank you, Maria Elena.
Thank you, Lupita, and thank you, guys.